Hey, church, and welcome to episode 2 of the FFC podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do every episode of this podcast is talk through some things from the life of our church, have conversations, hear stories, highlight ministries. And this week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the power of camps and retreats in the next generation, and specifically what that looks like in our next gen ministry. So I've got Becky here with us. She's worked in our kids ministry for a long time. She's campus coordinator now, so she works closely with our campuses. And I've got Ali with us, and he's our youth ministry lead, works specifically with high school. And we're going to talk through kind of what that looks like at First Family and why it's so important and why we value it so much. So guys, good to have you on the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thanks.
Couldn't have everybody in the podcast in our next gen ministry. We also have Heidi and Ethan work with our kids, and Laura works with our kids, and then Matthew works with our youth, and then Brennan is our college guy. But that's a lot of people to have in a podcast. So I picked a couple of you guys that have a lot of experience in retreats and camps to come on and talk about this.
Is he calling us old?
I think so.
Oh man.
No. It's a compliment.
Experience.
You guys are experienced, not old. So for people who may not know or are new to our church or maybe just don't have kids in this age range, what all do we like do for camps and retreats in our next gen ministries?
We just had our Sub-Zero retreat just last weekend. And so one of the things
that's for high school.
For high schools only. Middle school comes next month. And so something that we do is we head to Hidden Acres. And so it's just a Friday night, Saturday, all day. Then we come back on Sunday. In those moments of Hidden Acres, Sub-Zero, the biggest thing is we try to take away distractions and normal routines. We take away homework. Of course, we try to take away phones as much as we can because it can cause a lot of distractions. And in those times, we set aside, we make sure God is the center of everything, the whole entire thing. So we have worship, we have message. After those, we actually split up into small groups where we have high school small group leaders there. And then through that, we'll have
adult leaders with small group students.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. With high school students. Yeah.
Correct. Yep. And so, and that's individual just for our church too, right? So there were 7 or 8 different churches there. And so that was just for our discussion group, small groups there. And then after that, we have personal reflection time. So after those discussion groups, we have those two. And then, of course, every retreat has the fun activities, the food and all the snacks you want. We stay up late and, you know, curfew is at midnight. And then on Saturday, it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And so we apologize when they come back Sunday. And
they're tired.
Yeah.
Tired and grouchy.
Yeah. And you came with us last year, Becky.
I did.
So those are really what we do in these retreats. And so we try to make sure the biggest thing to me is get away from normal routines. And so we make sure that there's no distractions. Of course, there still is, but we still have the message. You know, we still have discussion groups. But my favorite part is the personal time that students will say they don't have at home. But this time in camp, we all have personal time. And so we try to push that big time. So where they can go get into the word, they get into prayer or just in worship.
And you said other churches come, so we partner with other like-minded churches in the area, and they bring their own youth groups, correct?
Yeah, so there was about 330 total students, and that's not even counting adult leaders, and so at Sub-Zero just this last weekend, and so loved it, big atmosphere,
Sub-Zero for high school, Frostbite for middle school in February is typically,
correct.
And then, so that's youth ministry, we have,
Lake Ann, July.
Yep.
And so Lake Ann, that biggest thing about Lake Ann is not just a 3-day, this is a full week. And so it's from July 5th to July 11th. And so, and the biggest difference with Lake Ann is like, they have their own leaders there. So we drop them off and they have their whole program set aside. They have their leaders, they know exactly what to do, what time. We can still be apart from a little distance and free time and activities. We can still kind of connect with them. But Lake Ann has pretty much everything. It's a different game that they're dealing with over there.
And Becky, we have some kids, and then college does one or two things too, right?
Yeah. College does some retreats and trainings. And then, our kids go to Kids Winter Getaway, which it's very similar to what Frostbite and Sub-Zero look like.
And that's for what age?
Third, fourth, and fifth grade. very similar programming for all three of those because they're a Friday evening, Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday morning. And I think the intentionality and really the why behind them is mm-hmm. very similar. Mm-hmm. And then the camps, you know, Lake Ann, and I've had the joy of being able to be there for a week too and see that in action. And then a lot of our elementary kids, I've gotten to see at local camps. I spend time, you know, each summer up at Hidden Acres, and we've seen mm-hmm. quite a few of our kids up there, mm-hmm. Which is always fun to get a glimpse of them and see them. So our third, fourth, and fifth graders go for the weekend. I think too, what I have noticed, I haven't been to Frostbite, but what I've, from my kids being at Frostbite, is it's kind of a good progression. Hmm. So third, fourth, and fifth graders, I mean, our bedtimes, our lights out are 10 o'clock, and we have it a lot more structured. There's a lot more, you know, tell your leader where you're going. We go right. in big groups. We're together. Mm-hmm. And then I think Frostbite probably lets up on that a little bit, and then Sub-Zero even more. But the chapel services, the time away, those kinds of things are very similar.
Mm-hmm. So that we got everything, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weekend retreats. Yeah, and our college does similar, mm-hmm. does similar things.
So you guys have talked about, we do all these, right? These are a lot of, I mean, you can probably imagine this is a lot of work and money, and you got to take time away, and you got to figure out logistics. So what is it, or why do camps and retreats seem to do something that weekly programming can't? Because our kids, you know, kids are in Awana and go on Sunday mornings. Our youth kids are in youth group every week, Sunday morning. So what is it about, what do you guys think it is about getting away to a retreat or camp that is so, like, different?
Yeah.
Because, like, you could come to church, come here on a, you know, a Friday evening, have a speaker and have music.
Yeah.
What's the difference of, like, getting away to a camp or retreat that makes such a difference?
Yeah, I think the distractions, you mm-hmm. know, there's not your friends. They're trying to pull you. There's not a job. There's yeah. not, you know, your family and the things you need to get done and your homework. And there's just all of those things disappear. And, mm-hmm. you know, we don't let the third, fourth, and fifth graders bring electronic devices. I know Ollie said that same thing for Sub-Zero and Frostbite, of just eliminating some of those distractions.
Yeah.
And I think just the timing of it, you know, we get to see kids here on Sunday mornings for an hour and a half, mm-hmm. same thing on a Wednesday night, in for youth group a couple hours. And so just, you know, from on Friday at 4:30 to mm-hmm. Sunday at noon, you are with those kids mm-hmm. and they're with each other. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes you break through that, like, oh, I recognize you, but I don't really right. know you. I just see you a little bit. We mm-hmm. don't have time to talk. You know, you playing games. We mm-hmm. we do capture the flag, and usually in the snow. And there's just those fun elements, and you have that time to sit around a dinner table or a breakfast table and talk to each other. And mm-hmm. so I think the lack of those distractions and the extended time together.
Yeah.
And just that intentionality of connecting with each other, leaders connecting with kids and students, mm-hmm. And then the focus of the chapel services.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you said about time is so crucial. In my old church, I was a youth leader for several years, and the youth pastor there would say, he'd call them shared experiences. And I could misquote him, but he said something like, one weekend retreat or camp will do more for your relational whatever you want to call it, closeness with your students, than a whole year of youth group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're spending more time probably in that one weekend maybe than the entire year of youth group potentially.
And I think you see each other in a different way. And I think the kids see their leaders differently. I think the leaders get to see a different side of kids
mm-hmm.
When you take them out of their comfortable environment. Yeah. And I think there's just such a level of trust built and those conversations that are crucial. And then I think what's so cool is when you come back, you have an opportunity to continue that. Like mm-hmm. we've seen that of like kids talk to different kids because mm-hmm. they talk to them at the retreat mm-hmm. or leaders are able to ask different questions and engage with them differently. And mm-hmm. so I think that's really cool. As I was thinking about, you know, our doing this podcast, I thought, well, you know, we're very blessed to be in a church where the gospel is front and center, where, you know, the good news of Jesus is front and center, and from kids through students and youth and to adults, like, we don't want to miss an opportunity for mm-hmm. that to be mm-hmm. presented. And so, you know, when our kids go in the services at camp, they hear the same message that they're mm-hmm. getting at home, but mm-hmm. those relationship tokens are just yeah. priceless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you want anything to that?
No, 100%. I think the time, the limited time that we have on a Wednesday night mm-hmm. where everyone on a weekend retreat, everyone knows, like, hey, we have a set schedule. We're going to this, this, and this. So everyone knows what they're going to do next, where they come here for an hour and a half and somebody's like, hey, I just want to go outside. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's perfect. Limited time.
I think we just saw that evidenced on our staff even. Mm-hmm. We took our full-time staff, went on a retreat overnight to start the year. And you're like hanging out in a shared space. You're, you know, like for us, we were preparing meals together. You're mm-hmm. eating together. You have some downtime where you're just hanging out. You're playing games.
Yeah.
And there's something that breaks down some walls about like staying in the same place. Like mm-hmm. I remember like as Sub-Zero, you're like staying in the same room as a bunch of high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something that makes you feel a little relationally closer.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
you're sleeping in the same room.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but it's like you kind of feel like yeah. you're in your dorm again. I don't know.
They love it though.
Yeah.
They love it.
They yeah. do. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we've all seen, I'm sure, baptisms or salvations or recommitments, and people are like, I recommitted, I got saved. Do you think it's like the same thing we've been talking about of like why that specifically? Like you have a kid who grows up in the church, hears the gospel, you know, 50 mm-hmm. times. They go to Lake Anna, they go to Sub-Zero, they trust Christ. And you're like,
yeah.
What was different about this? You know what I mean?
I've been saying right. the same message yeah. for the last year.
He's like, I've been right. saying this. And the special speaker gets up and and he's like, oh, it's so powerful. And you're like, dude, yeah. come on. I've been saying that for 2 years to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is like when you go to that camp, it just goes back to the thing. Like everyone is doing the same thing. We're all trying to dive deeper into the word. And when you're there and you're away from the normal distractions, the normal routines, having to just get done to go to, you know, do your homework that night, that whole weekend on a retreat, you're just focused and Jesus is the center. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else that we're worried about. There's like Sub-Zero was over the weekend and there was a huge couple of playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot about who's playing. I got back Sunday.
You.
Yeah,
and I'm a huge Patriots fan. So I came back Sunday. I was like, Patriots are playing tonight. Like,
oh, that's funny.
You know? And so I lost like my distractions of football. And so I think that's the same thing with these students. They lose they get away from the distractions and they have moments and opportunities to be in quiet time and just focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's the focus, mm-hmm. they hear clarity. I think, yeah, I preach and I teach and all that stuff, but I think there's a whole bunch of distraction going on a Wednesday night, which Wednesday nights are essential,
mm-hmm.
but on those retreats, I think it's the quiet time where everyone is doing the same thing, where, hey, we're focused on Jesus. We're all here listening, and of course, a big crowd, right? And so there's 300 students there, and it's like everyone is drawing near to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where that clarity is, that when there is quiet time, mm-hmm. when Jesus withdrew to have quiet mm-hmm. time, something happens. And I think mm-hmm. when these students come to a retreat and they get rid of the distractions mm-hmm. and they're in their quiet place,
mm-hmm.
they can listen. And when that moment happens, when they confess Jesus or recommit their life to Jesus, like,
mm-hmm.
it's like huge, it's big. And so I think it's the quiet time, the distractions are yeah. away. I think that's a huge mm-hmm. impact.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get a lot of great just memories even from mm-hmm. I think Todd will say, like, I think it's from a book, but The Power of Moments, like
yeah. Yeah.
these like big moments in your life that stick with you and remember. I'm like, yeah. I still have, I think I went to 7 Sub-Zeros, a few at my last church and a few here. And I still remember specific, like Travis and I still joke about certain things that happened at yeah. Sub-Zero that was in like 2017.
Yep.
So it's like, that wasn't a big momentous occasion in my life even, but like mm-hmm. Power of Moments, like I remember those specific moments from, yeah. from Sub-Zero. So I think it's just, those are like big, like I'm sure students and kids look back on those retreats and just like, man, what a great, like so many good memories from those weekends.
Yeah. It's a spiritual yeah. bookmarker in your life.
Mm, and yeah. so you, that's a good way to put
it's
it.
It's an yeah. emotion that you are, I'm bookmarking that because you come back to like, hey, this is where I gave my life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is where a lot of it is. This is where I opened up about a secret sin that I've hidden.
Yes.
And I've told to adult leaders, and I've told, you know, some of our discussion groups, and they're like, I'm dealing with the same thing. And so I think that's where that is. When that your guard is down, everyone is there doing the same thing in a quiet place, you allow God to speak to you and you're actually hearing him, you get to open up, and that's where that spiritual bookmarker happens, and you're like, I remember that time. And that's where I felt like I was like, I want to be in ministry, is in a retreat just like Sub-Zero. Yeah, and I still remember it.
Yeah, you'll hear people say, I got my call to ministry or to be a pastor or to go overseas or whatever at a camp or a retreat. Okay, so we talked about how great camps and retreats are. So that's, you know, students will probably always all attest this. You have this mountaintop experience.
Yeah.
Everything's great at camp or at the retreat. And you come back and you're like, I got to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Or I got to go back to work or both or whatever. I got to come back to my family situation and drama. How can like our church or churches come alongside like kids, students, college kids, and like, hey, like, here's how, like, let's help you keep that going or implement that in your actual life and not just have the, you know, weekend experience.
Yeah, I think the accountability is huge. I think, you know, if they do profess faith or say, you know, confess sin, or there's things I need to change in my life, and those things are shared at camps and retreats, I think for those leaders that are there, to come alongside, to bring parents into into it too. Like, hey, share that with your parents when you get home, or your family when you get home. And then just the follow up with it of like, let's not just let it be a, oh, that was a fun time, but like a week later or a few days later, you know, that follow up of like, hey, I know you said you wanted to make this change with school or with your friends. How's that going? I've been praying for you. So I think that's one way of that, having that accountability and follow through can be huge.
Yeah, 100%. I say, it's something I have to do. And of course, I'm going to ask our leaders to do is like, hey, that follow-up process, like you were saying. And I would definitely encourage the parents to talk, have discussions. Hey, how was camp? What was different? And so for me, it's like, you know, you were talking earlier, the distractions, right? The moment of personal time. Like, how can we now make that what we had on Sub-Zero, a routine in your daily basis? Like, you had 15 minutes of personal time, quiet time. Where can you put that and make it an effort? It's not like, all right, cool, we're done from camp. I don't have a quiet time anymore. No, it's you can do it. You just got to find the time and making sure that Jesus is the center of your life. And so when you do that and you find that moment of silence when you're spending time with Jesus, being in prayer and worship, reading your Bible, I think that flame continues to be inflamed. And so it continues to get stronger and stronger, where you want to continue to do that on a daily basis. And so I would definitely do that. And that's my job. And I'm going to have to be the front runner for this, making sure that I'm following up with these students, because, you know, being an eyewitness, I loved experiencing they're all into worship, whether they're at their seat in the front. In my favorite moments, there's two of them, is of course this small group moments where students are opening up and they're like, oh, I'm dealing with that too, right? But our last night on Sunday, we all sat down and we just, hey guys, I'm just going to open it up. I'm going to start us in prayer. And can we just pray? And seeing students that opened up and prayed that I've never seen pray before, I was like, this is awesome moment. Like, you know, you can do this at home too. And so those are some of my favorite moments that I'm going to continue to push. Like, hey, have those moments of prayer, have those moments of silence when you get home and spend some time with Jesus.
For sure.
And I think too, just the reminder that, hey, the same God that we sought after here is the God that's here at home with you. And you are going to have moments, you know, whether you're seeking or you've trusted in Jesus, wherever you are on this, your path, you're going to have moments that are those higher moments, and you're going to have lower moments, and you're going to have a lot of just, you know, everyday moments, and to let them be what they are. And so we aren't going to try to recreate Sub-Zero and Kids Winter Getaway and Frostbite and Lake Ann. We're not going to try to recreate that every week.
Right.
We're going to let that be a special marker mm-hmm, and moment, mm-hmm. but we need to realize that the power of the Holy Spirit that was at work in those places and those times is at work here.
Yeah.
In our homes, in our schools, in our churches, mm-hmm. and how are we being obedient to what he's asking us to mm-hmm. do? And I think too, just having those conversations before you come home,
yeah.
and kind of like, what do you want to take home with mm-hmm. you? And mm-hmm. What are two things you could go home and share with your family? Just being mindful of that.
Yeah.
So last thing before we close, do you each have a story you could think of maybe a kid or a student or something that either had a, you know, recommitment, life change, salvation, something that you can just encourage our church with, of maybe something fairly recently, if possible. Mm-hmm. Do you have any stories you could share, maybe one each, that would you could, yeah, encourage yeah, our people with?
I think, you know, like Lake Ann, we had a couple of students get saved in Lake Ann, but Sub-Zero, we had a student that has been coming for the last couple of months, super, super shy. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't really talk to anyone. He's just in his corner. And when I opened it up to prayer for everyone, he was one of the first like five people mm. to pray. Mm. And when I saw him open up, and his parents told me, he's like, he's very nervous. We're nervous. This is the first time he's ever done this before. And so seeing that the way he came in and the way he's leaving the last night of actually praying mm. and having more than two words to say, I was like, mm-hmm. wow, God is working. Mm. in his life. And so mm-hmm. that was very encouraging, very a high moment for me to see him. And I'm sure other students had that, but that was a big, big moment for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think just the relationships that I get to see built and or deepened when mm-hmm. I'm there is like each year I could probably go back and think of something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and the tubing hill last year, and I'm pushing kids down and I've got one of the students, you know, helping me, and we're laughing and pushing kids down the hill and watching mm-hmm. leaders go down and carry mm-hmm. those things up. Those seem very simple. Like mm-hmm. That wasn't a big deal, mm-hmm. but that one has stuck with me. And then I just, the other one that came to my mind was we had, this has been a few years ago. We had a leader go, his son was there and his grandson was there. Yeah. Hmm. And he got a phone call from his dad, who had just started coming to our church. And that Sunday morning before we left, he stepped out to take a phone call, and it was his dad telling him he got saved here at FFC that morning. And he came back in the room and shared that. And, you know, we're there with our church and another church. Mm-hmm. And he shared that. The whole place with these third, fourth, fifth graders just started cheering.
That's like, awesome.
He got saved. Yeah. And that was a moment. I don't think I'll ever forget that moment of kids' winter getaway, and just to see the kids' excitement mm-hmm. of, you know, their friend, couple of their leaders, and celebrating salvation.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us on this episode. It's really good to talk through a lot of why we think these are so important and why we continue to do them and put value in them. So thanks for sharing your stories and your thoughts and stuff. So church, I hope that was encouraging to you as you get a highlight into our Next Gen Ministries and kind of something we do as a part of that as we continue to develop devoted followers of Jesus. So we'll see you next episode on the FSC podcast.
See ya.